It's time now for Deepwater Discipleship. Let me say hello. This is Chuck with you. We'll take the next little while and we'll spend some time in Scripture and also sharing some Southern Gospel music, also some bluegrass, but all of it as an opportunity to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and through Him to the glory of the Father. Our prayer is for the power of the Holy Spirit to work in what we do here in this next little bit, and to take the word that is shared, and by His hand take that work and touch lives, touch hearts, and make changes. We stop to say also a thank you to Creative Consultants, who makes our program available to put it on the air so that you can spend time with us. So today we are going to move and I think go towards a little bit around the 103rd Psalm and talk about some of the things that are there. But let's get started. Here's some music.
Jesus saves from sin, maketh pure within, salvation free He doth bestow. All will be received, and of guilt relieved, so tell it everywhere you go. Oh, tell it out and sing it out, and let the weak and wayward know. Oh, sing it. Safely through and hides him ever from the foe. Cheers him on their way to the land of day. So tell it everywhere you go. Oh, tell it out and sing it out, and let the weak and wayward know. Oh, sing, sing and gladly shout.
That's the Good Shepherd Quartet. It's called Tell It Everywhere You Go. There is a story to be told. Jesus talked about it in terms of saying, go ye into all the world. That's part of something called the Great Commission, and I think you know about that. It's in the very closing chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. You can read that for yourself. There is something to tell, because there is something to be heard. And that's what we're all about, sharing Jesus Christ. We have the opportunity to do so through the airwaves, so we'll take time this Sunday. And on this Sunday, and do just a bit of that, because just even a little bit of Jesus goes a long, long way. Hey, this is Chuck with you. Here's some more music.
Beyond the dark grave. springtime in heaven. Just one breath away, beyond the dark gray.
And that's music from The Principles, and the song is called Beyond the Dark Grave. It comes from their album called How We'll Sing in the Glory Land. Our God is an awesome God, is He not? He indeed is. The 103rd Psalm captures something that is actually very, very bold, very, very daring, but it is an insight into a God of love working with the power of truth to effect not just a change, but a transformation upon this planet. And he starts with one. And here we can mention the name of Jesus. But let me begin by going to the 103rd Psalm. And listen to this. It's something God is up to. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
That'll be a happy morning over the sea, when the cares of life shall pass away.
Shall pass away forever.
Music there to welcome all the ransomed and free,
when they shall
ring the bells of heaven on that day.
Oh, hallelujah, when they
ring the bells of heaven,
heaven.
Ring the bells of glory,
glory.
When redeemed are gathered home for a
hallelujah morning,
everybody singing,
shouting,
what a happy meeting. Ring the bells of heaven on that day,
that happy day.
Everlasting glory and an unending song. With the great Redeemer we shall stay.
With Him we'll stay forever.
We shall join our loved ones in that heavenly throne.
When they shall
ring the bells of heaven on that day.
Oh, hallelujah, when they
ring the bells of heaven,
heaven.
Ring the bells of glory,
glory.
When redeemed are gathered home for a
hallelujah morning,
everybody everybody singing,
shouting,
what a happy meeting, when they ring the bells of heaven on that day. Along rejoicing through this unfriendly land, glory land is waiting o'er the way.
The sun is always shining.
That will be a glad homecoming, won't it be grand, when they shall ring the bells of heaven on that day.
Oh hallelujah, when they
ring the bells of heaven,
heaven
ring the bells of glory, glory, when redeemed are gathered home for rain.
On the hallelujah morning,
everybody singing,
shouting,
what a happy meeting, when they ring the bells of heaven on that day,
that happy day.
Ring the bells of glory on that happy day. You know, how is it we can sing a song like that? I mean, it speaks of things to come and a glory that is out there. How are we able to do that? Because God is up to something. The 103rd Psalm says, bless the Lord, bless His name, bless His holy name, all that is within me, bless His holy name, and forget not His benefits. What is He up to? And then, of course, the Psalm goes on to talk about those benefits. And it's an amazing list of things, because it touches every aspect of our lives, both here and in the life to come. If you're not able to accomplish much of anything in the way of, because you're maybe busy, you got one ear on what you're listening to and that sort of thing, get this. Read the 103rd Psalm before the day is out. Take some time in it. And focus on like the first five or six verses for sure. Look at what the benefits are, because they are very clearly described there for you. There is a good reason why we can sing songs like we sing. We're declaring the glory of the Lord. Today, tomorrow, from yesterday, into the eternity, it's just, oh, because he's everywhere, and He's up to things.
Up to Mount Moriah to offer His life. He laid Him on the altar to die. An angel from heaven called out just in time. There in the thickets, a ram appeared there. God always provides. God when we face problems, He makes a way. Even though the mountain is right there before us, and it seems so high, if we'll only take one day at a time, God has the answer. We're all His mind. When we the king said, turn the flames up higher, but he did not know that God would be right by their side. The king went and checked on the three men. He saw a fourth man walking with them. They were unharmed, unheard. God always provides. God always provides a way of escape. When we face problems, He makes a way. seem so high. If we'll only take one day at a time, God has the answer. We're all His mind. When we need help, He's right there on time. God always provides. When we need help, He's right there on time. God always provides.
And that's the Principals once again, and they're singing the song God Always Provides. The 103rd Psalm says this, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. What does He provide? He forgiveth all thine iniquities. He forgives all your iniquities. What does He provide? He provides forgiveness. Because you deserve it? Because I deserve it? No. That's not what the gospel is about. But whether you understand it or not, God does provide forgiveness of our iniquities. In fact, it's essential. It's a gift that rings throughout the heavens 24 hours a day. You may see the sun in the daytime and the moon at night and the sun indirectly through the moon. But the gospel doesn't diminish 24 hours a day. It's going out there, and it is a proclamation of God's willingness and His ability and the fulfillment of Him forgiving us our iniquities. And if you are an us, you belong to the us, that includes you as well.
Much money, no earthly wealth do I claim. Though the world may look upon me as someone without a name, but what I have in Christ the Savior, and with Him I'm not ashamed. I know He will answer when I call on His name.
Oh, the joy that I feel in my heart is flowing. It lets me know that my Savior is real. Is real, and when lust billows when I call on his name.
And the song really, really is telling the story of a wise saint who says, I know he will answer when I call upon his name. You know what a testimony is? Well, of course, if you go into a court of law, you're giving your testimony. Remember that thing where you put your hand on the Bible and you've seen it on TV 1,000 times. Hopefully you haven't been in court to see it personally, but you know what I'm talking about. You're giving a testimony. Well, a testimony for God is to give witness to the facts, to tell the story. And you know what's really, really fascinating about a wise saint who says what you just heard being sung, I know, is this. People with no testimony hope that God will answer when they call upon his name. Christians, especially wise Christians, learn, I know he will answer when I call upon his name. There's a good story in John chapter 11. You can read about it. A gentleman named Lazarus had a couple of sisters there, Martha and Mary. And at one point in that story, Jesus is going to say a prayer. And this gentleman that you were just listening to singing, coming from the principles, he was echoing the very words of the Lord Jesus Christ. This man had stepped into a place where he knew, just like Jesus in John chapter 11, new. Hope I whet your appetite there and you go and just do a little bit more reading there because it's part of the benefits that comes your way.
I once had wandered far from God out on sin's plain alone, had trod the Lord in his tender mercy came and rescued me. Yes, Jesus found me, bless his name, redeemed my soul from every stain. The Lord in his tender mercy pardoned me. Oh, I had strayed away from God alone in sin and shame. The Lord in his tender mercy heard my feeble plea. He saved my soul from sin and shame. That's why I praise his holy name. The Lord in his tender mercy pardoned me. He keeps my soul from day to day and guides my feet along the way. The Lord in his tender mercy came and rescued me. He keeps me happy, free from care. I'm on my way to mansions fair. The Lord in his tender mercy pardoned me. Jesus came and made me whole. A fire of love burns in my soul. The Lord in his tender mercy came and rescued me. Since Jesus heard my feeble cry, oh hallelujah, safe am I. The Lord in his tender mercy pardoned me. Oh, I strayed away from God alone in sin and shame. Saved my soul from sin and shame. That's why I praise his holy name. The Lord in his tender mercy pardoned me.
The thought troubles my mind. This world is on a downward road. I think we can all see the signs. But there's one thought that blesses my heart. The thought thinking today. And he who brought me safe this far will lead me all the way. Over the mountains, through the valley, whatever storm may rise, I'm held by his hand, part of his plan.
Assurance, and he's going to lead us all the way. That's music by the Principles for you, as we're taking time to work our way a little bit through the 103rd Psalm. I got as far as the benefit, the first one, which says he forgives all of our iniquities, but in all truth, because of our humanity and our fallenness, we tend to jump over that one kind of quickly. Well, we all sin, and you know, and I, who can really, and stuff and everything. You know, you've heard this 1,000 different ways. But we'll very quickly move on to the next benefit. Who healeth all thy diseases? And we also, along with that, who redeemeth our life from destruction? Oh, I need to get out of this mess. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Boy, there is a need here for some love. All the world is love, and I can't seem to get any. I could sure use that. And who satisfies thy mouth? Well, how about I just use the word satisfied? When's the last time you ran into a satisfied human being? See, those things describe our needs. But it starts with who forgives all our iniquities. When we pray in an emergency or crisis for all but one of those, that is the iniquities part, we're praying for the resurrection before the cross. And to be sure, God is merciful. He will take a situation, step right in the middle of it, and do some amazing things. But understand, in order to have life, we have to be forgiven. That is, we come face to face with our need. We're not alive in His sight. Remember, Adam and Eve, the day that you eat, you will die. So our biggest need is to have death dealt with, which is what the resurrection is all about. But the resurrection didn't come before the cross. One after the other. That's very important to understand. What am I saying? It's time to talk about iniquities. It is a need. It is a benefit that comes to us, and it is critical. If you gave everything else, the answer to prayer and all those other things, and you didn't address the iniquities, it would be all for naught. It would be a this moment and this moment only thing, except that you are designed for living an eternity.
Standing by the rolling river, looking out across the tide, knowing I must make the crossing, for its waters deep and wide,
so wide,
there will be someone to guide me.
dark and surging fold.
Dark fold.
For I know without a pilot,
pilot,
I could never cross alone,
alone.
Looking now beyond the river,
river,
to a land of perfect day,
right,
where the saints shall live forever,
ever,
while the ages roll away. Peace and joy will reign eternal,
ever.
Sin and death will be unknown.
Unknown.
What a time of great rejoicing
yonder
when we sing around the throne,
the throne.
After I have made the crossing, and I land on Canaan's shore,
right shore,
friends and loved ones I'll be greeting,
greeting,
many I've known before,
before.
We will see and know each other,
other,
and be known as we are known,
are known.
Hallelujah, what a morning,
morning,
when the saved arrive at home. Looking now beyond the river,
river,
to a land of perfect day,
right,
where the saints shall live forever,
ever,
while the ages roll away,
away.
Peace and joy will reign eternal,
ever.
Sin and death will be unknown,
unknown.
What a time of great rejoicing when we sing around the throne,
the throne.
There's rejoicing when we're around the throne, and there's singing.
I want to love my Savior as on I go, my life to Him resign.
I could not do without Him.
I want to help all sinners His love to know, and for His glory shine.
I want to be faithful
and do my part.
I want to love Jesus
down in my heart.
Though others forsake Him
and turn away,
I want to keep walking
with Him each passing day. I would not, like old Judas, betray my Lord, nor ever cause Him shame.
I could not do without Him.
I want to win in heaven the great reward, where I can praise His name.
I want to be faithful
and do my part.
I want to love Jesus
down in my heart.
Forsake Him
and turn away,
I want to keep walking
with Him each passing day. I want to have Him near me at eventide when my last sun goes down.
Could not do without Him.
To bear me safely over to Canaan's side, where peace and rest are found.
I want to be faithful
and do my part.
I want to love Jesus
down in my heart.
Though others forsake Him
and turn away,
I want to keep walking
with Him each day.
The Good Shepherd Quartet. I want to walk with Him. I want to be faithful. I want to love Him down deep in my heart, and I want it to come out. Think in terms of, we just went through the 4th of July, and you see something that begins from the ground in it, and it begins to shoot skyward. And you know in anticipation that what was contained inside of that little container is going to finish out as a great burst of light and a moment of awe and enjoyment. That's part of our ability to be able to celebrate. Well, the love of God in our heart, deep in our heart, is something that cannot be constrained to the walls of our individual heart. It's got to come out. And it's going to touch our lives. It's going to certainly reach out and touch other lives. Part of the problem described when you talk about the word iniquity is that we shun that. We run from that. That's the human nature. We embrace death itself and don't want to do it, but yet we do. So the love of God gets into this picture and does something so that forgiveness is stated as a benefit that comes from Him. Not a demand or a requirement or all of these things. To be sure, the Old Testament law defines what sin is. But God is interested in providing not just the truth to show you where you are, but also the solution to take you from where you are with an outcome of life and not death. The benefit that comes to us is life, and God is interested in life. He's interested in you in life. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, our God is a loving God, and when you read the 103rd Psalm, take time to look at these benefits and ponder each one of them. Don't be quick about it, and don't skip over parts about iniquity. I know that it is painful, but you know the truth, and it's the truth that sets you free. Ignoring the truth, you're not set free.
Deep and wide, but the chosen ones are going. We will soon cross over. given that the Lord with us will dwell. We're fed with you from heaven, and we drink from Elam's well. Though sometimes the way seems dreary, and our feet are prone to roam, there is only one more river, and the saints will be at home.
Just a little
while longer, we'll go home to rest.
Will allow, for he goes along beside us. There is one more river now.
Just a little
while longer, we'll go home to rest.
And rest in the land of Canaan.
We'll dwell with all the good
and blessed we can see.
We can
shine.
The Good Shepherd Quartet singing for us, "Just One More River and We'll Be Home." The 103rd Psalm talks about the benefits of the Lord and that we are to praise Him. And all that is within us is to praise Him. Let me go on and read the next thing. He forgives our iniquities. We've talked about that. There's much more we could say. There's a reason for the gospel. Who healeth all thy diseases? Now, I didn't write this. It's there. It is there for you to read. You say, well, that's really deep water because, you know, you're getting into... Of course, every one of these needs being addressed is deep water discipleship. It starts out with talking about our deepest need and then dealing with the results of working in a fallen world where those needs become, they surface. God is not impotent. He is omnipotent. And that means in as much as your disease is concerned, if He said it, it's done, it's said. I'll leave you to ponder and think on that and pray. Perhaps we can come to that another time. I'd love to be able to talk more about this because I have worked over the years and I have seen some amazing things with my eyes, things that I will never forget. And it makes me bless the Lord. I remember all that is within us, and I will tell something that's ugly, you inside of me, you're bowing because every knee bows. And I'm going to confess before the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to bless His holy name, and since you're in me, you're going to bless too. And if you can't bless, you get out. I got to take that stand about it. But the next one, who redeemeth thy life from destruction.
We're back in the Bible, the story that He's told about a rich man and a beggar that lived so long ago. The rich man had all he wanted with plenty more to spare. While Lazarus lay there dying, but the rich man didn't care. Lazarus, Lazarus, begging for the crumbs. The rich man, he just passed on by, would not give him none. Lazarus, Lazarus, his body full of sore. Each day he kept on begging, each day he was ignored.
just passed on by. We're not giving now. Lazarus, Lazarus, his body full of sores. Each day he kept on begging. Each day he was ignored. Each day he kept on begging. Each day he was ignored.
Until that day. And that's the song about Lazarus, who was a beggar. And, of course, the story is right there in Scripture to show you something very, very important. Let me encourage you to take time to read your Bible in the course of the day, and in the course of the week, and in the course of the month. Let your Bible become your dearest, I want to use the word earthly friend. I got to be careful with that. The Bible is like no other book. And it is in terms of what you can touch. You can hold that leather binding right to you, and you can catch the scent of it. What I'm talking about is something that, you know, appeals to our five senses. It is a tool whereby God, through the Word, the Logos, comes into our life. We so need that. And you learn about Lazarus and all kinds of things. And the difference is not that you'll be informed, you'll be transformed. That's what you're looking for. Well, how many of us remember the old S&H green stamps? It sure tells my age, doesn't it? There was a time when you could go and you could purchase, like at your grocery store or someplace, and along with your purchase, you would get some stamps. And if you could also go to the S&H store, you can pick up some empty books, and you fill those books with stamps. And when you get to a certain amount of stamps, you can literally take the book right back into the S&H stamp store, which has all kinds of things that you can purchase right off their shelf. It was a beautiful benefit, and it's a thing that is gone by. But the concept has not. Oh, no. You see, S&H Green Stamps do more than just purchase a product. S&H Stamps redeem the product. And here in the scripture that we're reading out of the 103rd Psalm, it says he redeems your life from destruction. Well, in kind of like get my head around this language. What is that? What's the difference? The difference is this. The S&H Green Stamp Store owns the product and has right to own the product without dispute. Going in there without the stamps and taking it would be thievery. It would be stealing. But it's more than purchasing, because you're getting more than just the item that you're asking for in the stamp store. You're actually redeeming the item from its ownership, its former ownership, into yours. It's a transfer of ownership that's taking place. And the result is going to be you're going to move out of that one place, or that thing is going to come out, and it's going to go into another place. When God goes to work redeeming, this is not just icing on the cake. It goes right to the heart. It's not picking the apple off the tree and then being frustrated because another one grows in its place. Uh-uh. God goes to the root of something. The way to deal with an apple tree is not by plucking, but rather with an axe. Now, that sounds kind of rough, but think about this. What's at stake if you don't redeem? It's the life of the individual. God redeems us from destruction, and that's, yet just by itself, a whole nother conversation.
The Lord has need of loyal workers in His harvest field, to gather in the golden grain, relying on His precious promise, help to save the yield,
and faithful to Him still we remain.
The Lord of love,
the Lord of love,
calls us today into the harvest field.
Reward he waits to give the ones who gather grain,
and faithful to him still remain.
He fits each one for special service, who will trust his name,
together in the golden grain.
He will be with the faithful servants who his love proclaim,
and faithful to him still remain.
The Lord of love calls us today into the harvest field.
A rich reward he waits to give the ones who
are faithful in the field when there is work to do.
Together in the golden grain,
He'll help us by the Holy Spirit daily to be true.
And faithful to Him still we remain.
Calls us today,
calls us today
into the harvest,
to the field awaits. A rich reward he waits to give the ones who gather grain.
And faithful to
him still remain.
And the Lord still needs workers, people who are taking what the Lord has given and not just take it to the world, but apply it within the world, and then watch what happens from there. We can think of it in terms of farming. That, of course, is probably the best way to illustrate it, planting seed. But seed requires tending after it's planted, and then it requires a harvest after the tending is done. And the result is to the glory of God. Think about, if you would, destruction. Destruction, you've been there, haven't you? A situation where I wish I were any place but here. Now, I am not in any sense making light. I just want to put it in terms that we can kind of get our head around it. Now, to be sure, Noah, there was a declaration of righteousness with them, Noah and his family. 8 souls, if I remember correctly. But the day would come when not what they were mattered, but where they were. You were either on that ark or you weren't. Destruction is being at that place when something goes completely out of control. The scripture teaches that God is a deliverer by the means of redemption from destruction. Now, I hope that is helpful to you in terms of getting your thoughts around it. He basically takes away the right of the thing that is producing the destruction from working out on you and also relocates you. Gets you out of the way of the thing. And when you use the word redeemed, as a Christian, you need to join it every time with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. For it is written, He is our Redeemer. Therefore, His work in our life brings us out of destruction. That 103rd Psalm is really telling you something pretty important. Take some time, read it, and just let it bless you.
There's a little white church in the valley that stands in my memory each day. And it seems I can hear the bells ring, though I am many miles away. And many times in church on Sunday morning, the whole countryside would gather there. They would all kneel down by the altar as they lifted up their voice in prayer. Oh, the church in the valley, oh, that little white church is the place that I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes, I'm sad and lonely for that little white church in the dale. They would sing the old song, Rock of Ages. Oh, Christ, let me hide myself in I know some of them are now waiting just o'er that dark and stormy sea. I know the troubles have all ended, and happy forever they shall be. They are waiting and watching us.
valley. Oh, that little white church is the place that I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes, I'm sad and lonely for that little white church in the dale. Oh, I'm sad and lonely, yes, I'm sad and lonely for that little white church in the dale.
Well, we've come to the end of our time for this gathering together, and hope you have enjoyed and benefited from the experience of going through the 103rd Psalm. There is so much to talk about there. Can't possibly do it in a moment. It's really a lifetime experience, and part of life is growing in your understanding and your wisdom based on what you're learning. That is, you discover, and then you apply. And by God's grace, we grow. And the result is, we are able to do exactly what that psalm says do. Bless the Lord. Now, you say, well, I'm not there yet. Okay, well, by faith, bless the Lord. Hey, this is Chuck with you. Thank you for taking time. A very special thanks again to Creative Consultants, who's made our program possible. And be sure and join us next time as we get together to do a little deep water discipleship training, a little opportunity to share the scripture, to plant a little seed, water some seed, and maybe even experience some harvest. All this is here in the name of the Lord, and it's a gift to you. God bless.